Oh, God bless everybody. Thank you, Lawrence, for giving me the opportunity to share. Thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to share. And it's been a kind of a long day for me. I'm a little physically tired, but I'm spiritually lit up. So that's the important thing. So, oh, goodness. I do have a testimony. It was inspired by Amber, what Amber was sharing, and I didn't really realize it was a testimony until she started sharing about the about Danny and his work and how you know, the hours and everything, that she had been wanting him to have less hours and that sort of thing, and I realized that, hey, there's something that's happened with me with regard to with regard to finances. And just to give you a little background about me, before I got involved with the fellowship here before I reached out to Lawrence, I think I've shared this before, but my attitude toward money was just to save, because I was getting older and I knew it, and I knew I was behind the eight ball with savings. And so that was my attitude, you know, I'm just going to save everything that I can possibly save and sock it away. And I wasn't honoring God at that time. But then when I started coming back to God, that was one of the first things I wanted to start doing again, was honoring God, because I knew the value of it. I knew the benefit of it. I do have a giving heart. And so anyway, the bottom line is my attitude changed, and it changed drastically. And I realized that, and this is just for me personally, how I was looking at money, was not seeing God as the source of all my supply. And it's not that I wanted to be unwise with money and all of a sudden throw caution to the wind and, you know, just start throwing money everywhere. No, I wanted God to be involved in it. And so every step along the way, the last year and a half, I've been listening to God, and I really truly believed in my heart through all these months that I had been led by God to give the way he saw fit to have me give. And I just kept at it faithfully, and I never missed an opportunity to honor God. And I'm not bragging about that. It's just something that I need to let you know, because this is such a great testimony. You know, I just locked into that commitment to honoring God, and I never ever missed an opportunity. I never let it fall by the wayside. I can't think of one single time where I didn't go to God about and just discuss with Him, as I purposed in my own heart what to give, and really went before God. And I think I can honestly say from my heart that since I started a year and a half ago, that I've done that. I've been, you know, I don't want to say 100% faithful, but I really think I have been when I think about it. I've just been 100% faithful to adhere to that. When I went to Nepal, As all of you know, who have gone to Nepal, you know, it's not cheap to go. And, you know, I found myself spending much more money than I thought that I was going to spend. But I knew that the money that I was spending was needful, okay? And because it was needful, I knew that I could trust God to care while I was gone, so that I didn't get behind the eight ball and go into debt, and, you know, because I didn't want to go into debt. And I'm getting a message saying my internet is unstable, so please reach out to me if you can't understand what I'm saying. Yeah, there's thunder outside. But anyway, so I just trusted God with, you know, with what I gave in Nepal, and I've trusted God along the way in not only the honoring God of the first fruits of my substance, but also the offerings that I've given. And I've given quite a bit in offerings over the past year and a half in various ways. So anyway, that's just giving you a history of my saga, of my journey with this particular principle of giving and receiving and sowing and reaping and honoring God. And so we all, you know, those of us who went to Myrtle Beach, I went to Myrtle Beach. And the reason that God worked in my heart as to why I went to Myrtle Beach was that I wanted to serve in whatever capacity God wanted me to serve. And that included finances. It included giving from the very get-go. And I just did my best to walk with God. I didn't want to offend anybody by anything I did. I didn't want to cause any dissension or division. I just wanted to walk with God in what I did and the things that I put myself forward to do. And it wasn't to further myself. It was to further the purposes of God. And that's my God's honest heart right there. And so I did that. And then once we got there, God just continued to work in my heart to serve in ways that I wasn't really expecting or financially prepared to do. But I knew from past experience that I could trust God, that I was being wise with my money, that I wasn't being frivolous, that I wasn't, again, just throwing caution to the wind. But I was really wanting to walk with God and listen to God and obey what God wanted me to do as a servant, as a serving child of God. And that was my whole heart. And so that's what I did. And I just told God along the way that I didn't want to have a poverty mindset ever. Over the past year and a half, but especially in Myrtle Beach. I didn't want to have a poverty mindset. I didn't want anything holding me back from being able to give as God wanted me to give. And so I obeyed that. And when I got back home, one of the first things I did was took a look at my finances. And I thought, okay, I've got this, and I've got that, and I've got the other. Quite a number of unexpected expenses, home expenses, came up. And again, I just went to God, and I said, God, I'm not worried about any of this. I know that I've done your will. I know that I've done everything that you put in my heart to do. And so I give this to you. And I just know that you're the source of all my supply. And I just really wasn't worried at all. And to give you a little bit more of a background, my income, you know, I have a job. My paycheck is pretty fixed. You know, I get paid every 2 weeks. My paycheck is fixed. What my husband receives from Social Security, because he's retired, that's fixed. And, you know, I have a couple of other very small amounts of money, just three-figure money that we get. And that's also fixed. So I know what my income is from month to month. And so for me to believe that God is the source of all my supply, I knew that God had to supply beyond what we make, because it wasn't going to be there. I didn't have much in reserve in savings. I just had a few hundred dollars in savings. And so I just continued to give it to God. And I don't know, I can honestly tell you, and this is the testimony, I don't know what God has done. But God has taken care of every single need of my household. And not only that, but He has caused me to not have gone into debt as a result of Myrtle Beach. And this is a freaking miracle, guys. I mean, it is a miracle. I don't know how God did this. You know, the only thing I can think of in my mind is that there's some kind of cruise of oil not failing going on here. Because I did not have this money, and we're talking several thousand dollars of money. But I can honestly tell you that I trusted God throughout this whole process, and I knew in my heart that I was walking with God, and I didn't let fear or worry hinder those purposes, because it was more important to me to obey God than it was to fail, to possibly fail. You know, because I didn't know for sure that I was walking with God. I believed I was, but now I know I was, because this that's happened to me right now financially, there's no other explanation or answer for it except God. And I'm just so thankful, and I'm so encouraged, and this is a great testimony. I didn't receive any money from anybody. You know, nobody dropped $2,000-$3,000 in my lap and said, "Here you go." Nobody did that. God had to do it, and God did it somehow in a way that the IRS is not going to come after me. I don't know how this was done, but it was just done. And I am just so thankful. And I just want to encourage you that don't let anything stand in your way. Don't let what you see in the senses stand in your way of what you want to do for God. Because what you want to do for God is what God is putting in your heart to do. When you have a desire to do something for God, when you have a desire to serve, when you have a desire to travel like Ethel has a desire and Lawrence has a desire and I have a desire, if you have a desire to do that, Marie, you know, don't let anything stand in your way. Don't let the senses stand in the way of doing what God puts in your heart to do. And, you know, Jesus Christ said that He didn't have a place to lay His head. This guy came up to Him and said, "I'll follow you wherever you want to go. I'm really hepped on following you." And Jesus Christ, "Well, you know, this is how it's going to be." And the guy, you know, kind of held back. Don't hold back. You know, just go forward almost with abandon. You know, with wise abandon. Trust God and do what God puts in your heart to do, and He won't let you down. And, you know, there were many times over the past year and a half that I wondered, when is God going to come through for me the way I know that He can come through for me, or the way I envision Him coming through for me? And it's just like Lawrence has been sharing, you know, that the revelation awaits an appointed time. God, when God puts things into your heart to do, just continue in well-doing. Continue in steadfastness, in patient endurance, and continue to trust and have confidence. And, you know, when you have patience and you don't give up, that's faith. That's having faith and trust in God. Just continuing to go forward no matter what, no matter what the senses may say. And God will start to come through for you. And I just feel that that's what's happening in my life. And I'm just so thankful. And all glory goes to God. The only thing I did was just be faithful. That was the only thing I did, is what God asked me to do, was to be faithful. And He's starting to come through in ways that I really only dreamed of all my life. You know, I've abundant shared what I used to call abundant sharing. I love honoring God. I love that term because that's exactly what it is. It's honoring our Heavenly Father when you do it because you're putting Him first and you're saying to the carnal and the senses and the adversary, forget you. I'm going to do what God puts in my heart to do. And God is just going to bless you and continue to move you forward. And I just believe that, you know, it's required in stewards, it's required in ministers that you're found faithful, that you walk faithfully, that you faithfully operate the principles, and you faithfully do what our minister has encouraged us to do, the five things. When you faithfully do those things, God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. He's not unrighteous. He is a righteous God. And he's gonna begin at the appointed time to shower your life with His abundance, and it's gonna be above all you could ask or think, because I had no idea that this sort of thing was gonna happen, and I'm just so blessed. And I know that, you know, God is no respecter of persons. He is a respecter of conditions. He is a respecter of faith. Of your faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But with faith, all things are possible. And you can say to that mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart and you keep going forward in faithful, patient endurance, knowing that your Heavenly Father is seeing all and will honor you in your believing above all you could ask or think. When you do that, there's no way that you can fail. You can only triumph. So that's my encouragement to you. And I just am really blessed. And another quick testimony. Yesterday, God put in my heart about that old song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Well, I didn't mention that to Lawrence at all. Lawrence had no idea that God had put that song in my heart yesterday. I didn't listen to it, but I thought about those words, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. That was the cry of my heart yesterday to God. And what did Lawrence do tonight? He mentioned that very song. So signs, miracles, and wonders are happening all over the place. And I just want to say that I'm just so blessed and so thankful to our God that that's the kind of wonderful, abundant, thrilling life that we have to live before Him. It's exciting. It really is exciting, guys. So God bless you. I love you so much.